systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jebel. Today is Friday, June 24th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And you guys fucking know my name. I don't care.
Dana, Danny, the man dangler.
Dan, the man.
The man handler.
The line cook, Superman.
The gender confused individual.
Yeah.
Who's that?
It's Robbie!
It's Raping Robbie.
The
now
really
with
excited
more
guy who does poetry stuff.
Fuck yeah. How you doing, Robbie?
I'm doing all right.
Back for the Friday show, episode 508. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you know, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Maybe going to change to our summer hours.
Just say, you know, 8 o'clock or, you know, 7, 10, whatever you said on Monday. Yeah. And then Wednesday, say the same time, but most of the time an hour late. Say Friday the same time, but usually about an
How
hour
about,
to 2.5 hours late.
How about Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, or just follow on Twitter.
Right.
We just building up anticipation here, you know.
We're more certainly likely to be late on Friday because it's your weekend and we just like to have fun.
We'll wait till you're drunk and then we're extra funny to you.
Well, I close the next day, so I get to, I can sleep in and shit.
Let's think about it this way also.
Hmm.
I have a hard fucking time getting to work on time. You think the fucking podcast is good? Come on.
Well, that and dude, our afternoons are not filled with loving, quality, fucking relationship stuff time. Okay?
This isn't what they call a healthy relationship.
The times that I'm not here doing the show, I'm usually at work and he's here on the computer doing work. So we don't really get together very much. And on Friday, we like to hang out. So
doing work. And when you say work, you mean jerking off.
Sex or watching shows, and
that's why they call it working hard.
Debating about doing a show.
Yeah, right. You know, a while ago, I listened to some tech podcast, and they were talking about this program that you install on your computer, and you put in a time, like an hour, 2 hours, whatever, and basically it locks your computer down for that time. Hmm. And I thought it was the dumbest
locks
thing.
Locks your computer down for
yeah
that time.
So you turn it on, you say 1 hour. It cuts your internet, cuts any programs other than, you know, what you tell it. Here's what I use for work.
Okay.
And so you can't do anything.
So you cannot, you're making yourself not work.
No distraction.
Or not get on that.
Right. And like when I first heard about it, I was like, this is the dumbest
like
fucking
I'm addicted
idea
to Facebook and I got to cut down. And so you lock it down for like 2 hours a day instead of
yeah
having it open all day.
Well, I thought about it. I'm like, so
can you do that on your phone?
Why don't I just turn it off and then do that?
Because then you could still turn it on. You could still.
Right. Well, it's that step. So you're like, I should be working. And it makes sense now, basically.
I think that downloading that app is just like completely guaranteeing to yourself, yes, I admit it, I know I have no discipline at all in terms of controlling my own actions. I need this app to control myself for me.
Well, sometimes when I'm seriously involved with an event that's coming up, like our live show shit, I will be on Facebook and every social networking whatever all fucking day. Like, as soon as I have an email that pops up on my phone, a little notification sound, I will fucking, every time, open it and check it and see what
isn't
it is.
Isn't that so much better, though, than, like, getting home at the end of a day and being like,
and having
50,
like 50
fucking
yeah
fuck.
And, you know, most of them are just whatever.
And if you're sick and you don't check it then, you do it tomorrow. Now you have double that. Oh, I
hate
that.
Well, see, I love it this way because each one I get, it's, you know, the whatever, one at a time, and I can actually answer them with enthusiasm and not be so fucking aggravated from already answering fucking 20.
Did you say, you know, enthusiasm?
Enthusiasm,
I like that.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Excited.
Did you say fucking 20?
You know, fucking explaining stuff without being
fucking
a dick and being like, go here and fucking figure it out, dumbass. You know, like, I'm just not
like,
as mean.
Let's say, for example, one of our listeners, Burger in the chat, our mod, he's on the forums. Our mod there as well. He sent me an email earlier. He says, hey, How many songs can we have on Google Music at one time? I heard it's 20,000 max, but is it you can only upload 20,000, or can you delete stuff to free up space?
Now, see, thanks. If you had come home and you had a pile of emails and that was like the 40th one you got to, you wouldn't be so quick to answer it very nicely.
Well, that, yeah, definitely that. I'd be
You'd
like,
be like, fucking go to your thing and look it up, dude. Fuck off.
Google it, or let me Google
Send
it
in the
for
link
you.
Here. Let me Google that for you. Oh,
but
damn.
Like, anytime you email a podcast, at least 24 to 48 hours before reply. And that's even assuming you get a reply.
And you're not getting it from them most of the time, so.
This came in at 9:34 a.m.
So Aspie.
13 hours ago.
Okay.
The reply, 9:37 a.m. Boom! On it.
We are on it.
He
like
hit
blue
send.
On it.
Fucking A. He hit send, and he had the answer. And if you're wondering, yes, you can delete stuff to make more room. So there you go.
See, and
interact.
If you didn't have that, able to get to that when it came in, like, dude.
And we're willing.
Could you imagine coming home to like over 100 fucking emails from fans and spam accounts and every social network you have?
Account termination notice and
all that dumb shit, voicemails, whatever.
Jerry Thompson.
And just having to deal with that every day instead of, you know, when it gets there, you can fucking see it.
Yeah, Burger in the chat says, yeah, you got to me super fast, thanks.
When I had my Hotmail account, dude, I would get so pissed. Ugh. Especially when they fucking switched over to MSN, dude.
You know what's even more awesome? That question, absolutely nothing to do with the podcast.
Well,
a question. You got text
stuff?
Well, because
we are personable people. We are approachable, down-to-earth people.
And since you brought up Hotmail, I have to ask. Okay, so I actually had to change my Hotmail because spammers find me. And even when I block them, new spammers find me.
Oh, yeah.
So are there people that actually have a career of just sending out spam and they've retired?
Yes.
People are like, what do you do for a living? And just like,
you have to go
I fill
into
up people's boxes with shit they don't need.
You have to go into the settings and only allow certain IP addresses.
Got it.
You just say, I'm in sales. Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, what are you selling? Viagra.
Yeah.
You just say, I only allow emails from this group of people or whatever, family, friends, whatever, company.
You say, I'm a pharmacist.
Everything else, send to the spam folder.
But like if you were a famous celebrity and you wanted fan mail, you couldn't have your fan mail through Hotmail anymore because it would be treated as spam.
When I hear the word Hotmail, I think of stolen mail.
Hot, like nurse maid. Police uniform people delivering you mail. Like stripper uniform shit. You know what I mean?
Stripper mail.
But my email address for Hotmail was, still is, I think. Dana's Chobits.
Yeah, I remember that.
Chobits.
Dana's Chobits. Maybe some numbers.
I think I mentioned this before, but I have a friend that, like, she was trying to get a Hotmail account. I don't know why. Couldn't find nothing. So she went with the only thing left. At hotmail.com. And that worked. There you go.
That's pretty like sweet. Whatever.
You can email her. Her name's Amy.
Surprised that was available.
Anyway.
So on to something that's funny.
You can call us live 406-204-4687 or Skype the Jam Hole. We take your calls. You need help with something? Advice? What? Got a computer fixing? We'll do it.
But please have some pep.
I want to talk about Burger's Vicodin issue. Okay. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, there was a question in the chat. How do you remove the Tylenol from the Vicodin?
We gave him a place where he could find that. So we're not going to go into detail about that. But you said something about Eminem's albums.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to do it. And basically, if you don't know Vicodin, it's Vicodin's oxycodone acetaminophen?
Or hydrocodone acetaminophen? It's hydrocodone, I believe.
It's Lortab, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, stronger.
Basically, the answer was go to bluelight.ru and search there.
There's
or
a bunch of how-tos or whatever.
Get real drugs.
And
the
you
theory
said,
is if you have anything that Eminem rapped about in his first 2 to 3 albums.
You said first 4 albums.
I said first 4 years, but yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of kid shit, you know?
You're like, okay, those aren't real drugs or whatever,
right.
But
like,
dude,
if it's something that you get, like, from your dentist or your doctor or whatever, probably not
Yeah. Like, you know, in those albums, he's talking about mushrooms and shit and whatever. But in the newer albums, he's really on Valium. And well, that's really not a crazy drug either. Like, that's not something normal people get addicted to or get crazy into.
It's a benzo, though. And you can get addicted, like Klonopin. Like,
why would you get addicted to that?
Because wasn't he didn't
bored.
Well, didn't he have a problem with sleeping pills, I thought?
Did he really?
Yeah, I think that was one of the rehabs.
I think in one of them, he says, I took the rest of the Lunesta pills from my dresser or whatever.
Awesome.
Like, how does that get you buzzed? Like, do you really want to sleep all the time?
I don't know. I mean, you got to put yourself in his position. Like, you were going nonstop concerts. You're at the top of the
star, you know? But does it do
that to
him, or does it do something else to him? Like,
no.
You know, some people can take an Oxycontin and fucking pass out, or somebody else is motivated to clean their house.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like, I wonder what end he's on.
Well, like, amidst all his fame, he doesn't strike me as the happiest individual I've ever met. So, you know, if that's true...
Yeah, and take a depressive drug, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, I don't know. Like, when you're a rapper, I kind of do this a little bit. When you start writing stuff, some brains, like, you can't get it to shut up until you either write it down, and even then, sometimes it doesn't stop.
It's true.
The stuff that he comes out with is on this other level, so I can kind of see him doing that to quiet that.
To shut it up, like, to knock himself out.
I get it. There is a word that rhymes with orange. Very clever,
he's
brain. Now shut the fuck up.
Like Michael Jackson, and have to have an anesthesiologist to sleep at night. Like, could on hand, on staff.
Imagine.
Okay, give me the juice.
You know what? That would be kind of like Groundhog Day.
It's dreamless sleep, too, at that. No dreaming. But you wake up totally refreshed.
And, like, no.
After,
well,
like, an hour. Seriously. You're groggy, but no, you're fine.
And forgetful, I think.
Well, no, I mean,
the
no,
last 24
no,
hours up no. until taking... Well, it depends what it is.
Every time I've been under, I remember them fucking putting the shit into the IV and then me waking up. And only it being like 2 hours later or whatever, and I feel like I slept all night. And they give you, if it's like a dentist thing and you don't need to be laying down, they give you a stimulant thing that brings you back quicker. So you can get up and walk around and shit. So you don't have to be groggy, and you feel totally rested, dude. Like, that's just awesome. Like, think about that.
That's pretty awesome.
The moral of the story, don't do drugs. Kids, yeah. Drugs are bad.
And don't get hooked on fucking benzos, really.
This is tangential, but we're talking about sleeping. Let me ask you guys this. I really struggle with, just as I fall asleep and you're in that most comfortable, hazy, just entering sleep realm, is this, like, 2 second window when all of these grand, perfectly worded ideas come into my head, and I know that I could either just disturb myself and get up and write them down, or enjoy the feeling of falling asleep, and I sleep. And I feel like one of those monks that do those, like, sand art, and I know, like, I'm wiping them clean, and I'm just enjoying them for a second, knowing they're going to be gone forever.
I hate
as I fall asleep. I
at
do
that
every
moment,
night, and it sucks.
At that moment, at the most happiest, comfiest, whatever, falling into sleep moment, when he fucking moves and kicks me, and I briefly come back to consciousness, and I'm just so pissed because I can't get back to that perfect, comfy position where everything's warm. I'm happy. I don't want to move. I'm just so at fucking peace.
I do that thing, like, when you fall asleep at school, you feel like you're falling, and then you almost hate, you're like, ugh!
That's the way it is, like, when I smoke pot and try to sleep.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I'm being tipped out of my bed every time, or like in a pool on a floaty, being tipped over.
I used to be so afraid of that. Just like, God, I'm gonna fall out of my desk and this and that.
I was afraid of that because my pool was cold, and my cousin Jason would do that a lot.
I think, too, going back to what you were saying, Robbie, I think it depends, like, what the thought is. Like, with me, I do it a lot with lyrics and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'll spend probably, like, 20 minutes to half an hour saying it over and over and being like, I'll remember that when I wake up.
Yeah, right.
But then I think about all the shit that I did that and completely didn't remember. And totally. It won't go away until you get up and write it down. And
that's
then,
why in my sketchbook, there's pages that aren't sketches by any means. They're just random words of partial ideas I had. But I, because of that key word, I wake up and I look at it. I'm like, oh, fucking yeah, that's what I was doing. Shit,
you'll remember,
I remember
the whole picture
that.
Of what you were thinking.
Or, like, you know, if I got really high or fucked up in high school and was like, man, this would be so cool if I could just put it to visual whatever, and I'd write it down. Or I'd wake up in the middle of the night and draw out a crazy fucking dream I had, or, you know, partially, so I remember and be able to do it. Like, that's, sometimes you gotta do that, dude. Like,
the shitty thing about that, though, is, like, once I write down that first part, more comes. Well, and more comes and more comes.
But there's nothing to really complain about, because that just means, you know, like people without any creative inspiration envious of that.
Right, and
just,
I mean,
if you could turn it off like a faucet, you know,
it
like,
would be good if I didn't have to work in like let's say three or four hours. So pretty much, I just wrote a song. Now I have to go to work.
That's what I was gonna say about this whole thing. Is back in high school and shit, I could be late to school. I could skip the day of school if I felt like it.
Get fired,
you know. And so if I woke up in the middle of the night and I had a crazy good idea, sometimes I would just get up and fucking do it because I was so stoked about the idea, and I would, you know, fucking have it in the morning and be like, dude, this is a masterpiece, you know, and just be so fucking, you know, proud of myself or whatever. But I can't do that now. Like, right. There's been so many times where I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, dude, God damn it. If I didn't have to fucking work in like 4 hours, I would seriously just do this. But
we talked about that before, you know, how do you control people? Make them busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
if true. You're busy working, trying to survive and barely even getting by, then
you're not really going to do a whole lot of hobbies.
Well, not even that, but you're not going to be focused on all this other shit that is happening that probably shouldn't be happening. And as humans, in good conscience, we shouldn't be, you know, letting it happen.
It's everything in moderation, though. Like, speaking from someone as someone who works 2 days a week, if you have way too much time on your hands, you will lack discipline because it's just hard to get fire under your ass.
Idle hands?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
That's the whole, it's a fucking basic principle of physics. If you're at rest, you're going to stay at rest. If you're moving, you'll keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that all the fucking time with people. They get into this, not a routine, but like a slump, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it takes more motivation to get them out of that slump than it would have taken to just keep going.
Robbie, mm-hmm. Do you do that? Because you don't have a normal job. Your job is actually more motivating or stimulating or whatever for creative shit.
Your job is to play house,
and you don't work every day, you know, 40 hours a week or whatever. You're into all this fucking side shit, you know, poetry, whatever.
What's the question?
So do you fall into those crazy routine boring slums?
Oh, absolutely. I've been in that for 3 years now.
Have you heard the last few poems he's written?
Your slum is way more exciting than my slum. I'm just gonna go ahead and
it's all relative.
That.
Like
I'm jealous of your
relativity for sure.
Yeah, I admit that I'm spoiled in that regard. Like I know that it could be a worse situation. I'm not whining, I promise. But I wish I was a less lazy person. Really, is what it comes down to. But it's all a work in progress.
You can't be
right?
A lazy person. You just don't want to do physical hard labor. But you want to do shit. You're a naturally fucking, I don't know, hyperactive person. So
see, with me it was the opposite. I needed a job that got me out and got me, you know,
I get bored out of my mind, so I have to do shit or I will go crazy and I'll get fat most likely.
Yeah, not a lot of people can drive
unless,
you know,
I have a lot
hours.
Of money and can have a gym membership and replace my job with that or a pool that works too.
Yeah. Some people go crazy, you know, driving 8 hours a day.
But then again, dude, if
being
I
being left in your brain,
if I didn't have to cook for a living, I probably wouldn't be so aggravated with food that I would go nuts and buy like fucking German chocolate cake and be just totally cool with that, you know, and like eating everything because I haven't cooked it day after day, you know, like
it can be weird when the thing that you're passionate about becomes your day job, and like you don't ever want to learn to hate what you're passionate about. But like, let's say you're a musician and you always want to travel and play, and you go out there and you feel like a wind up monkey doll and someone's like, play fucking Freebird, and you're like, no man, let me play what I wrote, you know.
Yeah, it depends too. Like, are you a musician for a big label and they're like, you have to have 5 albums in this amount of time?
Like, take
and,
my brother,
or are you whiskey salesman?
He plays the flute for a for the orchestra and the high school and the college and stuff, and they travel here and there and do whatever.
Do you want to take that or should I?
I pinned him for the gay thing constantly from the time he was able to talk till he came out and told me he was gay.
What kind of flute
does he play?
And then
reverted back or whatever.
There it is.
Was not gay. But anyway, he plays the flute or whatever. He actually got really good at it. And so I feel bad for, you know, bitching about it all the time, but he's really good at it. Got with the college band and shit and traveled to what?
In the chat, Snibblers. Yes. Absolutely.
What? Yes.
Skin flute.
The skin flute.
Never caught him, thank God.
It's actually called a flesh flute. One more.
Mothering
to it.
man, I'm containing that.
So good with those notes.
I
but
just
anyway,
set that one aside.
He went to, like, San Francisco or whatever, and he was doing all those whatever openings and crap. And because he had to play the same shit over and over and playing for, like, the same type of crowd, when he got home, he was so aggravated, he would go to play the piano. He would, like, just constantly be on the piano.
Just for something different?
Yeah. Or
that's why
the
comedians,
guitar.
That's why comedians are alcoholics. Like, how many times can you say the same fucking jokes where you're just like, shoot me in the face right now, please?
Isn't that every...
You're all sheep for laughing.
That's everything that performs, though.
Well,
I saw the Cottonmouth Kings play in the same year twice, and
same
it
set.
Was the same set. Yeah.
It's like my friend Cliff, who's in Day Minus 7. He's an amazing guitarist. Any string instrument you put in his hand, he's a god with it. But he's the lead singer of the band, and he has another guy for guitar. Like,
and I would say just come up with a new set of music so you keep it fresh, but you're going to have such popular music if you hit it big that people have requests.
He's signed
for
on
songs.
A label for a certain image and everything. So, I mean, he writes everything for the guitar and the bass and everything and shows them how to do it, but he doesn't want to do it all the time so he doesn't get burned out on it, you know?
Totally.
They used to bug me about
he
hip-hop,
couldn't sing,
you know?
So he learned how.
I just write rhymes, and everyone's like, you need a chorus, you need a chorus, and it's like, I don't want to write a chorus. It's the same fucking five words repeated.
Yeah.
And they're like, nothing will ever get popular unless there's that chorus.
There's some popular stuff that doesn't have choruses, right?
Name one besides any of my songs.
That implies that I'm really, like, well read and well versed with my craft, and that's just preposterous.
Well, but then also, like, being a rap performer in quotes, like, you have to memorize that shit.
Yeah,
you can't just keep coming up with new shit all the time. And, you know, like, how much storage do you have in your
brain?
Well,
if you can, if some people can read and not miss a beat, like, if you can read it well, I don't think an audience would boo you just because you had pieces of paper in your hands, right?
You're not performing, though. Oh. And honestly, the first time I did that,
it didn't go so well.
It's fucking hard, dude, to hop around the stage and, like, get the crowd going and then, like, look at where you're at.
Yeah.
Plus, it's dark. Plus, Snibbler says you're reciting.
It's true.
Is this a recital or a concert?
Well, if you just call either one a performance, people pay for performances, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So as long as you keep it fresh and entertaining. But
I mean, if you just stood out there at Grizzly Jack's and just kind of... You did it with the energy and volume or whatever song you were doing, but just kind of stood there, didn't move around, didn't, you know, involve the crowd, like, they wouldn't be into you, dude.
I'd roll in there. They would announce my name. Crowd goes wild. Me pushing a podium. Set it right center stage. Walk around. Papers on it. Tap my stick. Now let us begin.
Could you imagine? It was good.
Rapper with a fucking podium?
Could you? Yeah.
And a soapbox?
Making nonconformists.
Marilyn Manson did that. Totally not. Rap, but
yeah, but he was preaching the good word.
Yeah, and, you know, throwing out the good word to his crowd, which was amazing.
Yep.
And yeah,
which I was so
stilts were awesome.
I was so impressed by. We did that on
the
show.
I have an entire sketchbook dedicated to him from high school. So
I was talking about tearing up Bibles.
I was talking about Manson,
right?
Influencing my life.
Which perhaps there's another prize for the marathon.
If anyone lives in Florida. I'll get to you. Contact me, and I'll give you this guy's name, and go get my fucking leather Marilyn Manson coat back from him.
If anyone lives in Florida, first and foremost, our apologies.
Yeah, total apologies.
Florida and Utah.
No,
I am so sorry.
I airbrushed his face on the back of this leather coat, and Cliff took it to a
concert
and got... Yeah, I did it by hand.
Wow.
It's beautiful, dude. Like, back when I was seriously crazy in love with him and...
I thought it was something you bought. I was like, get over it. Jeez.
No, it was my sophomore year of high school in the art VPA department and whatever, and they started teaching you airbrush shit. And I got really crazy into it, and I brought my coat in. I did an awesome distorted image of Manson's face, just so fucking beautiful, and I wore it like every day. And Cliff was going to a concert. And
was it leather? You said?
Yeah,
nice
black
leather.
Leather.
Was it fine Corinthian leather or was it fake?
No, it's real leather.
Wow,
it's too big for me. But
like a Harley jacket.
Yeah,
nice.
Like it would fit a bigger person.
Biker.
But anyway, no, not a big fat dude. I wore it and it looked alright. It just looked a little big, but. You know, the painting was fucking amazing, and Cliff went to the concert, and he was like, hey, let me take your coat. just in case.
Yeah, right.
He got, I guess he knew, one of the drummers from Tool or some shit, like, gave him his drumsticks or some crap and invited him backstage, and he got Manson to sign my coat with a fucking paint marker. So it was, like, it matched the color of the shit that I painted it with, and it was permanent, and you could feel it. Like, the signature is embossed. You can feel it. Like, I just felt so close to him. I want it back. So if you fucking live in Florida, get a hold of me, and I will give you a name and an address and a person to punch in the face. I'll pay you, dude. Whatever you want. I will seriously do my best to find it.
Weren't we going to start a business doing that once?
Oh, like pay us to punch whoever in the face?
Yeah, door to door. I remember it was because, like, we were talking about how everyone on the internet hides behind anonymity. Mm-hmm. And we were going to start punchintheface.com, and we would have two people in each state. And if you came across a dipshit on the internet, you would send us the info. We'd get a hold of one of our agents in that area. They'd go to his place, knock on the door, he opens it, boom, punch in the face.
That one you got assault charges. I think if you did like pie2theface.com and you just threw an apple pie or whipped cream pie, it'd be so ridiculous, you know, the judge would have to drop it. He wouldn't give you an assault charge for a pie to the face, right? Maybe.
Assault.
Unless you broke their nose when you did it, because I've done that.
No, because you have
humiliating though.
You have the evidence.
Burger, no, it was not sold for meth. The people that have it
have you
don't
checked
do that.
eBay and Craigslist.
Are totally not into that, and
might be on
one
there.
Just got off of frickin' parole for that, so I don't think he's gonna go back to that.
If you promise you show him your tits, you might find
and he
that
likes
jacket.
He likes to constantly have it, so when I do get a hold of him somehow, some way, he will send me a picture of the box of shit that he's holding and keeping from me.
It's fucked up.
And told me he mailed and it got lost, or you know, got lost in their move, or he doesn't have it. But every once in a while, he'll be like, "Hey, I found this. Do you want me to send it to you?" And then somehow it got lost, or like 3-4 times.
No,
since I moved back here,
dude. I swear, I sent it.
A fucking remastered, dude, awesome, whatever Beetlejuice DVD, Beetlejuice comics from before the movie, the book before the movie that I can't find to replace anywhere.
Maybe he sent it in a clear box. And the postman was like, holy fucking shit.
No, because it's in the box I put it in. And what, dude, my fucking bull riding
what a dick.
DVD.
Thanks,
yeah, the only DVD I have of myself riding a bull.
Like a real bull?
Or
a mechanical bull?
Both.
Really?
Yeah, both. Not a very big actual real bull, and his horns were rounded off, but still pretty awesome.
Could we change our plane ticket coming back to go through Florida, because I really want to see that.
I don't think you can. That's a hell of a detour.
Could we find a mechanical
bull? My cowboy
bull
hat I wore while riding the bull is in there.
And have, like, you reenact it?
We can do that at the fair here when it comes around.
When is that?
Isn't that in May here, I think?
Yeah.
Last month?
Well, next
year.
Whoa. It's in March in Sarasota.
I'm just thinking if it's during the time our show is.
Well, check it out for Milwaukee. It's a different month for every place, and it's summertime, so it could be coming through. See if it's Ringling Robart's thing, because that's the one that had the live bull. Just saying.
That's the other thing that's gotten, like, really lulled into their
own, I rode pigs
their
too.
Own comfort. What? What's when's the last time we saw a new ride? Like, as
invented?
Far...
When
as
the,
far as I can remember, the Kamikaze was the latest, newest ride that the fair's ever gotten.
I remember one after that, but it was, I don't know if it was just down there, but the Wind Shear.
Never heard
wind
of it.
Wind Shear. It's like a big bleacher of seats, like, I don't know, like...
Vertical?
Like a rectangle, like a school gymnasium bleacher set, okay? But it's got three or four rows of seats up top, a break in the middle, and then three or four more rows down on the bottom. And it's one big fucking rectangle thing with all the seats, and it's on the bottom at first. Everybody gets in it or whatever, and it goes up, and it's got these two arms, one connected on each side. And it lifts up the bleacher of seats all the way up. Like, it's got to be, like, 50 feet.
And then just slam fucking dunks on the ground.
No.
Boom, next.
No, it starts kind of off a little slow, so it's not scaring everybody, you know, and it rocks side to side like this, and it goes backwards, and it goes down. Well, then it starts to fucking rock the whole bleacher of seats and starts to spin them while it's doing this and shit or whatever. And it goes like, I don't know, it spins and spins.
I'm getting nauseated
spins.
Just thinking about that.
The seats
You know
spin,
what that sounds like, though?
Spins.
Kamikaze 2.0.
No, no, yeah. Dude, this is way better. Seriously, like, I'll look it up for you.
While we're talking fair, cooler. I have to, like, FYI to those that didn't know this. I had to learn this the hard way. If you have, like, little, like, grain or some feed for the animals, don't try to put it palm up, like, to the mouth of a donkey, because it'll bite your fingers, and, like, when it did for me, it drew blood, and I had that, like, I genuinely thought I was going to lose half my fingers, like, so I had fear of God in my scream.
Am I going to turn into a donkey? Yeah. God, no.
And a staff came up and treated me like an idiot. Like, it was stupid of me to
like,
do that.
Hey, who's the jackass?
Yeah.
I mean,
you probably shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Look what happens.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. Is this not the petting zoo?
Did you guys have the Ring of Fire? Just curious.
The what?
The Ring of Fire.
I don't think so.
I think a lot of the rides down there were, like, exclusive to our place. Robarts
Arena. They have, like, amusement parks and shit there.
Well, no. This was the county fair. Really? It was, Barnum & Bailey's fair, and it was held at Robarts Arena, and there was just some rides that nobody from out of state had ever heard of. Like, the Ring of Fire was the seriously biggest main attraction every year, and it would be the one you heard first, because I lived, like, a couple blocks down from the fairgrounds, and that's the one I could see going up first, and the one I could hear if I sat out on my porch, like, every time.
Do you think it's because, like,
and my cousin Tammy was first in line to every year.
Of course.
Is it physics? Like, we've pushed the limits of what we can do to a person without killing them?
And this thing was so stupid. It was just one big circle and a fucking train track thing that it would go, you know, around in a big fucking circle and go backwards and whatever.
Burger says, yeah, this morning I had a Ring of Fire when I took a shit.
But this thing, it...
Go bleach it.
With my cousin Tammy in it, got stuck in it upside down on the track all the way at the top. And then, like, 2 years later, yeah, stuck, like, at the top of the circle.
Like, when they're letting people off?
No.
Like, she was stuck.
No. Okay, it's one big circle. Huge.
Right.
Vertical circle.
Right.
Okay.
With people all around it, right?
No, it's got one train track thing with, like, four cars. And four people can get in each car.
Right.
And this thing moves on the inside of the circle around... and whatever. And at the top of the circle, they're upside down, right?
Right.
Okay, well, it got stuck up there.
Oh,
upside
like
down
okay,
on the
it.
Top
right.
For like 20 minutes with my cousin
what?
In it.
Wow.
And 2 years later, it actually fell over with people in it. And that thing's like at least, I don't know, like 40 feet.
The one I fucking just loved the shit out of was in Vegas. I think it was the New York or the Sahara, but it's a roller coaster, and you go from complete standstill to, like, 90 miles an hour like that. And I don't know, man.
Superman?
Something. It's the acceleration.
That's the crazy height one. But
so nuts. Like, that is the coolest feeling, though, ever, to, like, be at a zero to 90 just like that.
To where you can't breathe, all the air is pushed out
of
you.
Dude, you can't, like, move your head at all. They're like, you know, stay forward.
Like the Gravitron.
And the guy counts down, but he never fires it. When you think he will, you know, he's like 10, 9, boo! You're
Did
like,
you,
oh, shit my pants.
Have you heard of the ecstasy? Not the drug, the ride.
No.
No, we had that. That was my favorite one. That was like the only one I would get on.
If there is Six Flags, is there Six Flags Milwaukee?
I don't think so.
Where it's just like beer everywhere and everyone's drunk.
It's not a long
drunk.
Drive to Florida. Let's go. I'll get my own fucking jacket back.
Well, I was just thinking, we're going to be there for a week.
Busch Gardens, Epcot, fucking Six Flags, dude.
Yeah, you can't shit on Florida all the way because they got Disney World.
Yeah, dude.
For a tourist
dude.
Thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, dude, there's cool shit there,
Red Fox, talking to you.
Universal Studios, we can go beat up Jaws. Come on, let's do it.
My parents
they
actually
got
stuck.
They got Beetlejuice shows there, dude.
Do they still have that?
Yes.
I saw Jaws when I was like 8.
I stuck my soda can in its mouth. It was cool. But they have Beetlejuice shows there. Let's go. I'll do it. It's totally fine.
Rent a car. Red Fox,
make this
to you.
Happen.
So no joke. I mean, talking about getting stuck on a ride. My parents actually got stuck on It's a Small World for like 7.5 hours, and now it's like Pavlov's dog. If you hum that song in front of my dad, he gets like
all claustrophobic.
Seriously.
Like the walls are moving.
Brilliant.
I think my dad let me go on that when I was 5, and he refused to ever do that again.
What Robbie isn't telling us is that his mom was pregnant And that's where he was born.
That explains so much.
Were you born in a barn? No, I was born in a fucking fair ride. Thank you.
I don't like elevators now.
Delivered by a drunk carny.
Did you ever go to Busch Gardens at all?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Back before the Montu, but...
I went when I was like 10 or 11.
Well, what the biggest thing there was this one roller coaster. What the fuck was it called?
I was not at least this tall, so...
Oh, well, my mom said it was okay, and I could go on, so... And she knew I had motion sickness and was totally scared of going upside down and would just puke at everything that looked scary. And she forced me to get on this. The Kumba! The Kumba! It was the biggest ride there at that time.
Located next to the Aya?
And then, whatever, it was... It was, I think it's the fully wooden roller coaster...
And Silverwood has that.
It was so scary, dude. My mom forced me on that. I'm screaming. Before they even take off, I'm begging the person to let me out. And they're like, no, your mom says no. No. I end up throwing up like 3-4 times on the ride and then afterwards. And then fucking 3 years later, the other thing I said right before I talked about it.
Okay.
But the Montu, that came out and that was the new biggest roller coaster and didn't have feet. Things like feet were dangling, and she's like, "Let's go and do that." They got a new ride. I'm like, "No."
I think the Ninja at Magic Mountain was the first one like that I saw.
And my dad was the same way I am, and he's like, "No, she doesn't want to go. She's old enough to tell you fucking no this time."
Burger says, her brother. Every guy wants to go to Busch Gardens.
Shoots, he scores.
I like to see world.
So that was our segment on roller coasters. Amazing.
I dislike them.
Oh, can I fucking announce? Something awesome.
Let's hear it.
Saturday, guess who's back? Back again.
Who?
The Hot Box is coming back.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Tell a friend. Hot Box is back. Hot Box is back. Hot Box is back. Hot Box is back.
You want to mention who's helping you with it instead of...
Banana.
Some guy in the street.
Well, he's been on the show before, right? On the Hot Box.
Yep.
Do you want to say that or no?
Our friend Ian is going to host the Hot Box with me. Ian is... associated with the MTCIA, that is the Cannabis Trade Association here in Montana. He's a local head for our
He's
chapter.
A logical person to have host this with you, because he's knowledgeable.
I swear, he was a politician in another life. Like, this
or a
man
lawyer.
Can talk. Yeah. He will... The way Sandy balanced out my stupid stoner... bullshit. Like,
so it wasn't just duh.
He will.
Duh,
yeah. He will.
Yeah, that's
do that.
Funny.
Like, yeah.
Oh my god, weed. I love it. Yeah.
Legalize it. I fully agree.
I love tie dye stuff. And
fuck the government and legalize it.
You ever watch The Whitest Kids You Know? Yeah, that show's great. I smoke pot and watch it.
On weed.
Thank you. It's right there with you.
But yeah, I'm very excited. It's been fucking months, I think. I've cried myself to sleep many times. You know what it's like looking at your traffic stats and they go like this, like higher than this show,
and
then they just
nearly as old.
Jumped off the Grand fucking Canyon committing suicide, and I shed tears.
Most important thing though, did you get the okay from the previous host?
I had that okay a long time ago.
She passed the torch already?
Well, not really, just, you know, if keep it going, find someone.
Well, I mean, is
whatever.
She cool with somebody taking her place? Is she going to come back later when she's able
she's
and
like,
be like, I want my
fuck?
Shit back, go away.
The seat's taken.
Hopefully by the time that happens, everything will be legalized and, yeah.
Well, I mean, because I could see, you know, Ian or whoever is hosting it not being comfortable with leaving because they've put in a lot of work and maybe more than she did. And
The main
like,
thing
no.
is for the cause.
Like if Braden anything, came back and was like, I want my spot back. Go away.
Well, that's
I punch him in the balls
though.
And be like, no,
that's,
dude.
This is a comedy show. Like, that is actually, like, we're trying to accomplish
same
stuff.
Same argument, kind of.
Kind of.
Just more serious,
I guess. I think anything that is good for that will be okay.
I'm glad you got somebody, though, seriously.
Well,
like,
I've we were in
somebody
it.
Who's passionate about the subject and who can probably 100% of the time find something to talk about.
Well, he's leading
like,
the fucking local chapter of the MTCIA. Like, he's heading up the Battle of the Bands. That's July
9th. I can only think of so many things that are interesting to talk about pot.
Right, but, well, you got to remember, too, right now we're probably going to focus a lot on
July 1st.
What people can do to make this law go away. The petitions, the proper ways of collecting signatures so that the majority of them are, you know, eligible. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Activism focused.
Is it still, like, in that threshold of to be determined come July 1st? They haven't made a call yet, right?
As of right now, we're waiting on the judge. Mm. It rests in his hands.
He's in his, like, back room smoking a J, like...
Like, man, you know...
Gotta think about this shit. You ever think about this while you're looking at your hands, man? Your hands.
Where's my gavel?
Everything.
It's hammer time.
Break it down now.
But yeah, that's basically... And, I mean... How would any normal business function in limbo like that? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't invest. You can't get people to invest because this may not be here tomorrow.
Right.
Like, that's fucking hard, you know?
They gotta find people with big hearts.
Props to everyone that stayed open and, you know, kept it going through
this.
That's
the normal underground drug industry anyway. Yeah. We have a whole bunch of shit, but it might not be here tomorrow because it's right. That type
but,
of shit.
But that's the thing. It's not just stoners like me and you listening at home smoking this. Like, we're talking about legitimate sick people that need this.
Deep pain.
Well, I mean,
helps them eat, their stomachs, their glaucoma, their tumors stop growing.
There's
like,
seriously
it's
a big movement from it. So, I mean,
and if you depended on it so that your tumors didn't grow and kill you, basically, like, you would feel sick to your fucking stomach.
I mean,
and not just because of the cancer meds.
Anyone that's addicted to something can argue the same thing. Like, I need this to function correctly. Do you not understand? I will get seriously sick if I do not get this. You know, like, it's
now imagine that instability. Like, that's a sick.
Well, there is
thing.
Instability in that too. I mean, pharmaceutical companies stop producing shit to hire the demand so they can hike up prices.
Well, yeah,
because they're all faggots. But whatever.
Yeah,
it happens with everything is what I'm trying to say. Like,
we got up to a great place. We got picked up by Normal. Then all the repeal shit started happening, and then we had to stop. And I feel like that was the time when people needed us the most. Like, what's going on? Yeah. I hear that so much. What's, excuse me, what's happening? I don't know. Are we okay? Do you have a bowl you'll sell me? I don't know. And especially now, hiring the lawyer, there's things that have to get done in order for us to be able to do this. And I think it's important to have that as a platform, as a voice, as an archive that we can be like, go here, listen to that. That's what you need to do.
Indeed.
And I feel like not that we abandoned it because it was out of our control, but that, you know, we stopped doing it at a pretty integral time. So I'm super happy to bring this back. And I'm really glad that Ian's stepping in to help me do that. So Saturday, 6:30, our time. Ep 78 of the Hot Box.
I'm just glad you have something to fill your time with, because if you're not constantly busy, you drive me insane.
Well,
just saying.
That too. So
it's like, I need to work this night, from this time to whenever after this time, please. I have to. So
because I swear to God, if I hear Matt recite that line,
I don't
want to
lie to
rap
him.
Song.
I don't want to lie to him and tell him I have to work tonight and just go somewhere else because it's not cool. So
right.
Just let me work. Please.
I see you on Latitude. I see you.
Yeah.
I see where you're at.
Yeah.
So,
and now for something completely different. Do you have something in the news?
I do, but first I would like to mention, I want you all to save your money. We're going to have quite a bit of cool jam hole stuff for the marathon.
Yeah.
July 8th and 9th. It's Friday, Saturday. We'll be doing a 24-hour marathon. Going to have a store with some shirts, some special marathon shirts, and some special... You're not going to be able to get this anytime anywhere else except... for the marathon. So
within this allotted time is the only time you're able to get some of this stuff.
It's gonna be a good time. You're gonna Friday night, you're gonna join us for the Friday show. You're gonna listen for, I don't know, 3-4 hours, maybe go to bed. When you wake up, come on back.
We'll still be here.
We will.
We'll be here.
We'll walk you through cooking breakfast.
It might be the kitty on the couch licking her veg, but someone will be here.
I believe she's scheduled for 4 to 5 a.m.
That's usually when she does her twat licking. Yeah. So
it's gonna be the Jam Hole Presents Kitty Twat Licking with the Kitty.
Yeah, white pussy.
And yeah, we'll, you guys, thejamhole.com/forums, there will be a thing in there about the marathon you can post. I think MDS already posted some people he'd like us to call or have back on the show. And any bits, old bits, raging clues, stuff like that, anything you want, we have 24 hours to fill. It's going to be a good time. I got lots of people coming through, party.
Including me, motherfuckers.
And we're doing this to raise money for the trip to Milwaukee, doing a live show on that side of the country, our first one out of Montana, besides, yeah. So if you're on that side of the world, come join us. It'll be July 21st through the 25th, the live show, Saturday, July 23rd, at the university. Very exciting.
You're going to learn them good.
Higher education, you know? Higher education.
I thought the hot box was higher education.
Also.
Oh, okay.
You can have more than one.
Okay.
If anyone wants a ride between Ohio and Montana, hop on the forums, and there's a spot in there for the third annual live show. We have carpools. Got Nicole coming down. Split some gas. There's your ride. So... Boom. It's going to be a good time. We have the choice of either an unguided or a guided whitewater rafting trip. The MDS posted in the forums, he's like, you know, guided would be the logical, smart choice,
but they
safe.
Guarantees you'll survive, and that's not as fun.
He says unguided will produce way better, way more stories. So
true.
It's going to be a good time. And then some rustic, electricity-free, green camping. That's going to be the week of... August 8th through the 13th. Join us. Summertime.
And fucking RSVP to us if you're going to be here early in that week.
That's
so
right.
So we can know who is all going.
Because I'm taking the week off, and then we'll plan what days we'll camp and what days we'll raft.
I'll probably have that week off just by default, but...
And the best part, if you're coming from out of state, we got you covered for a place to stay. No waste of money on hotels. You can just save that money for the 24-hour marathon. Buy a shirt, poster, stickers, whatever. Just buy it.
Yeah.
You excited?
I'm going to have some time off before that, so I'm going to use a lot of that time to, you know, do my slam shit so I can fucking, you know, shove everything together. I do my best work under time pressure shit. It's pretty nice.
This will be a good time.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. So.
And, yeah, my bed, futon, some space will be available in my apartment as well. You just have to be willing to overlook the security camera in the bathroom. That's so no one steals the toilet.
Is that how you're spinning it? Is that what PR said?
Hey, there's no.
There's
no free ride, man.
It's a security camera.
Yeah. I don't look at the footage unless I have to.
Well,
so.
I agree with them. Peeping Tom cam was kind of creepy. Sure.
Got to put a good security twist on it.
Especially when you look at it while you're taking a dump and you see the thing, like, focusing.
Yeah, like zooming
like,
in.
I see
the telescope
you.
Lens.
I see you focus. Damn it. Got a cool new app. We'll just maybe real quick call this the cool jam hole app of the week. This is called Waze. W-A-Z-E. They figured out a ways to make driving fun, and not only to make it fun, but to make it social. It's live interactive maps that everyone, it's crowdsourced basically. If I'm driving down the highway and there's an accident, I'd be like, boom, report accident done. Anyone else that has that and is coming on that road now knows. They'll know to turn around or whatever.
Hmm. That's pretty sweet.
I have a.
You want to talk about your other app?
Waze. That's this.
Oh, I thought. Oh,
the driving thing
with like the Pac-Man thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever.
So,
okay, you didn't talk about the cool things you're whatever driving out of your way for.
They turn driving also into a game, kind of like not like Foursquare check-ins. You want to check in so you get badges and then
it's
you
a real
feel good.
IRL Pac-Man driving game.
Right. Hmm. So check this out. There's a game. It's called Road Munch. And basically, on the roads are pellets, and your car, like she said, Pac-Man.
Yeah.
And only the main roads don't have them. It's all the side roads and all that kind of shit. So you get points for that.
Hmm.
And I read some comments, and you get, like, there's prizes, like little 200 points candy hidden in places.
Like the Pac-Man cherry things.
Exactly.
You go out of your way to get that, regardless if you're fucking whatever people are on your tail.
Yeah, dude. So you drive 50 miles and it's like bling,
because you know what
happy
you get
and,
when you get the cherries. What? The ghosts turn blue and you can eat them.
Oh no, that's when you get the power pellets.
Oh right,
the cherries are just points.
Right. Well, there are a lot of points though. So
yeah, and there's no ghosts in this game. Not yet.
There should be, dude. Like, speed up because there's a ghost about to fucking.
So you're not
kill
being chased by anything.
All right, so check this out. This is
should be.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm crazy or whatever, but you're driving around, you hit 50 miles, boom, piece of candy pops up on the screen. I read comments that a truck driver, he said his wife always laughs when he takes the long way home just to get that prize. And I was like, that's dumb. Why would you do that? Today, I'll tell you what, dude. I hit that, saw the prize, I fucking zoomed out on the map, and I was like, there it is. Fucking beeline right for the thing. Like, you have to get it. I find myself trying not to drive the same roads so I can get more pellets. I find myself trying to find roads that aren't there, like the bypass. That's not on there. I fucking mapped the bypass for you guys today.
Dude.
Nice.
So I have a theory.
You're retarded. I'm just saying.
Waze is in cahoots with the gas companies.
People with driving jobs, you just blow my mind sometimes.
The gas companies were like, hey, we're not burning through all this oil quick enough. How do we get people to drive more? And not just drive more, but drive frivolously.
Yeah, way more.
Drive like I'm talking, we're fucking 17 years old and we're cruising Main Street just burning gas because it's a buck a gallon. You make it fun. You make it rewarding. You increase it a little bit, like World of Warcraft. They make it really addictive by giving you little bits and pieces of rewards here and there. And now all of a sudden we're using way more gas, going out of our way. And what for? So in Montana, I can be at the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Life is a game. Driving is a game. And
why
I,
is your
I just
food
do
order
it.
10 minutes later than it really should have been? Because I was fucking getting 3 gold stars on my new Angry Bird shit.
Duh.
Duh.
If you had a droid.
I heard the ticket come out and I knew what it was, but I just didn't go over to do it yet because this was way more cooler to do. I had to do it.
Dude, I sent you a glimpse. Didn't you see it? I was right there.
Dude.
All the pizza delivery guys.
Getting my awesome fucking gold stars. Dude.
Dude.
You, when I open it up and I see that there is 1 or 2 levels that are not 3-starred, I get so aggravated. Do you know how annoying that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't gotten it yet. Like, I got to do that. I got to
fix
it.
Same thing with stupid zombies.
Yeah.
I blame Book It.
It's like color by numbers, and like all the 16s aren't colored in yet. Like, it drives me insane.
Do you remember
Book It? I won't stop until it's done. What? Book It?
Book It?
What is that?
Back in school?
Mm-mm.
If you, it was a reading book thing. Every time you finished the book, you get the star. And then the pizza party. That was like the pizza party.
Yeah, I had enough nerds in my class to do that for me to where I didn't have to.
I blame Book It.
The problem is now you're going to have these pizza delivery guys with that app, and they're going to be like, sorry, I'm 4 hours late, man. You just don't understand.
But look, dude, I totally spelled my name. check this out.
Yeah.
It is, though, like, it is helpful. If anyone was on the bypass today, they would have seen that there was heavy traffic because of road painting. You can take pictures. You can add voice recordings. It is cool for being a crowdsource group effort to make your maps and it's real-time information, basically. Mm. But it's information that's useful for people that drive all the time, like me.
Yeah.
So I see that, you know, this road is fucked or an accident. I don't need the highway Zamboni. You know why? Because I'm going around.
We don't need no stinky highway.
But I did get mad points today.
That's super cool.
Drove over.
I got
miles.
Mad points on Angry Birds, so whatever.
Well,
just
there
saying.
We go. It's called Waze, so and check it out. And if you're local, hop on the Flathead Drivers Association. It's a group I started.
I did not get mad points in experience in IRL career life today, so yeah.
Sweet shit.
Yeah. Sounds like something in Second Life.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it right now.
About
but,
Second Life?
Or Second Life addiction, yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty depressing today, so.
Have you ever played that?
No. It blows my mind, though. Apparently, though, some real professors have a Second Life classroom because they're too lazy to have real class.
Well, and there's
the kids
a,
go to the Second Life thing for the
like
class.
Like Astronomy Island or something. And they do have, it's online classes, but it's using the Second Life interface, I guess, to do that.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. I don't know. I can't see using it as a game. And yeah, it being like, I'm going to go
online is what it
sounds right,
like.
I'm going to go interact with people that aren't AI, you know, mm-hmm. but fakely.
Yeah.
It's dumb. Tell me a joke, Robbie.
All right, here we go. This is, I just read this. This is a jihadist joke. Okay. Two Middle East mothers are sitting in a cafe chatting over a plate of tabbouleh and a pint of goat's milk. The older of the two pulls a small folder out of her handbag and starts flipping through photos. They start reminiscing. This is my oldest son, Muhibar. He would have been 24 years old now. Yes, I remember him as a baby, says the other mother cheerfully. He's a martyr now, though, the mother confides. Oh, so sad, dear, says the other. And this is my second son, Khalid. He would have been 21. Oh, I remember him, says the other happily. He had such curly hair when he was born. He's a martyr, too, says the mother quietly. Oh, gracious me, says the other. And this is my third son, my baby, my beautiful Ahmed. He would have been 18, she whispers. Yes, says the friend enthusiastically. I remember when he first started school. He's a martyr, too, says the mother with tears in her eyes. After a pause and a deep sigh, the second Muslim mother looks wistfully at the photographs and, searching for the right words, says, they blow up so fast, don't they? Yeah.
Wow.
Love it.
Wow.
That was
a long one, but it's worth a punchline at the end.
Corny.
Very complex.
Say, but thanks.
Lots of layers to it. Not bad. Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah.
You ever eaten a cornball? I'm just going to say that joke tasted like a cornball.
A little corny?
All right. Yeah. We want to end the week with just some what the fuck were you thinking?
Some fuck my life? Sure.
No. Just some what the fuck were you thinking, basically. Okay. North Sacramento woman. 6-week-old daughter. Microwave.
Okay.
Ta-da!
What the fuck were you
ta-da.
Thinking?
Oh, man. Dude, that's... Have you ever seen a live thing in a microwave?
I've seen a grape in a microwave.
Or even a dead animal in a microwave. Like, freshly died.
Like Hot Pockets?
Like a rat. Like, you found a rat.
Like Hot Pockets.
That's dead. No, right. Not even... No, it actually explodes, kind of.
Really?
Yeah, the blood boils and gets under pressure and then fucking shoots out whatever area it can get out of.
Well, this one burned to death in the oven.
If you want to traumatize your child, put a rat in the microwave.
Her name?
Ka Yang.
Or put the kid in the microwave. There you go. Whatever.
Ka Yang. 29.
It was a daughter?
Yeah.
That's why.
She's like, no, this are
we. No, we know Raka son.
We know Raka discipline. This is what you do.
No, doctor.
It.
I ask for a son.
By do it. Sorry, you can't Google it.
Yeah, that's why. You could have just donated it to the fucking spare rib soup restaurant. People, come on.
What were you thinking, Norm Leong? The cop spokesman says, "Quote: It's unthinkable." Which
no,
means
it's not unthinkable because I've thought it. Sorry.
Have you ever heard a baby cry?
It's totally thinkable.
Think about
and
it.
Doable. Yeah. But
thank you. Think about it. Everyone was stunned at the cause of death. Even the detectives were shocked.
Oh, terrible.
Do you think it was like on high or like defrost or?
It was on awesome.
It was on fucking... quote, she had some really deep tissue burns, fourth degree burns. It was probably the worst case I've ever seen.
You think it gets her laid, though, the story, maybe?
No? How so? Like,
she's
hey,
like the Brown Bag special, but...
Do you have kids? I used to.
Yeah, awkward.
No? Funny story. I'll tell
but
you over
you don't
dinner.
Anymore, though. Is that what I'm getting? There's no one at home?
Yeah.
All right,
nice.
Let's go.
I'm in. I'll tell you over a Hot Pocket. Come on home.
And yeah, I've done that burger. You can make grapes spark in the
nice.
Microwave.
It's you make plasma.
It's pretty cool. Pretty
now, do you what's the proper etiquette of using this microwave again? Like, do you just clean it?
You
or
trash
do you,
it seriously.
Yeah,
like,
you
really?
Trash it.
Yeah, I'm unless not eating anything
you
just, that
you plaque it on the wall. You
what
know,
if you
it's
don't
like
know
memorabilia?
Well, then there might be a slightly charred infantile taste
like,
in your Hot Pocket, and
hey,
I would probably notice.
Do you smell that? Smells like 6-week-old.
Yeah.
Tears.
Yeah. I would get rid of it. Get rid of it.
The forensic pathologist testified.
Probably evidence now, so.
The baby was probably in the microwave for more than 2 minutes and died when her temperature reached 108.
Oh.
Yep. Boiling point.
It wasn't when she exploded.
Right. No, she was still alive at that point.
No.
Thank you.
It's terrible.
So.
Boiling point. Awesome.
There you go.
Can we end not on a dead baby story, but some like personally humiliating story of mine where I just
of you personally?
Yeah, this is can I tell a true story? This is exactly how shit went down, okay?
Nothing incriminating, right? Because this
it's not incriminating, but it's,
I would love to.
It proves that I am kind of an idiot. I'm not the smartest of cookies.
I could have, I guessed that, but
it's, wait, it's
were
endearing.
We, are we stacking up proof? Like, is
we're
this going to court?
We're stacking up fucking proof. This is stack part
are you
one.
Suing me for when I called you an idiot?
No, I'm and just now? Reinforcing that you weren't that off.
Oh,
that's
okay.
All.
Right.
So I went to go see Michael Ferrante open up by the Flowbots at the Wilma. I don't know, like 9 months ago or whenever they were there. And
sure.
I confess, I was starstruck. I really dig this band called the Flowbots, and they're pretty big. They have this song called Handlebars, if you've never heard it. Anyways, whatever. I've grown out of that phase because of this event. But anyways, so...
Well, are they like okay. Spose, where you hear I'm awesome, you're like, oh, I'm sick of this song, but then you...
Well, they've got some other cool songs.
You listen to the rest of the album, you're like, yeah, this
well,
is
that
good.
Song was actually really good, just everyone was all into it.
Yeah, it was like Chumbawamba Tum Tum thing. They overplayed it, but it doesn't matter.
Thank
so
you.
Anyways, after the show, they're in the lobby, and they're like, I'm like, I buy the CD, and I'm getting the different band members to autograph it. Now, I wanted to say something special to them that would, like, stay in their heart, and they would hold on to it, but I didn't want to be like, I'm a big fan, I love your work, because they get that, like, everywhere they go.
There's a bomb in the bathroom!
But I walked up to them, I had the CD in hand, and I didn't really think out the lie, I just wanted to say something, and so, I just, the first thing that came to my mind, the lead singer right in front of them, I go... I drove 600 miles to see you here tonight. And I was expecting him to be like, oh, well, cool, thanks. But he was blown away. He was like, really? Oh, my God.
Weird,
well,
creepy.
Fuck, well, where are you coming from? And I didn't, like, think out loud, so I just, like, panicked. I'm like, Alberta? And, like, I wasn't even sure if Alberta was north of us. I was just hoping his sense of geography was as shitty as mine is.
Hmm.
And so he's like, really? Well, we went through there recently. What part? And I, like, just, like, locked up. I'm like, Yo Shemke, Alberta? And there was a pause. And he's like, well,
wrong answer.
Actually, I've never heard of Yo Shemke. What city is that near? And I'm like, I don't know. And just walked away.
Turns out the Flowbots lead singer is Canadian.
Yeah.
And from Alberta.
What did you learn?
You just do like the first
wow,
Dane
Robbie.
Cook skit
Isn't that
I ever heard.
Sad?
Was it?
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
No, like the first Dane Cook skit I ever heard was about him trying to be rememberable to kids, like doing something dramatic. So
oh, yeah,
the
ice
remember.
Cream?
Yeah, walking up and shoving ice cream in the kid's face and say, you remember,
remember
me,
this.
And walk away.
It's good.
Because they'll remember that forever.
That's
like,
a better anecdote than mine.
And yeah. You know what? He's ridden that train ever since.
And they'll try to find you later and kill you, so that's not a good path to go with. But
yeah. Sure.
So, all right. Well,
we
is that going to do it? Is that
yeah,
a is that a show?
Yeah,
that's a good
all
show.
Right.
I
well,
believe.
Thanks, everybody.
Robbie, thank you.
Yeah,
Danny, it's been a slice.
It's been a slice.
Email info@thejamhole.com. Subscribe with the iTunes. Write us a little review. That helps tremendously.
Yeah. Sorry, I screamed that joke.
We need
got
it.
Excited.
And tell a friend. Invite them on Facebook. Thejamhole.com. All that shit.
Yeah.
406-204-4687. Leave a message. Or text me, 406-848-1739. An email. We'll reply. Probably right away. Because all I'm doing is staring at my phone.
He's bored.
It's
pretty
good
much.
Shit. Good shit.
I'm going to lock down your phone like that app.
We'll see you tomorrow for the fucking comeback episode of the Hot Box with me and Ian.
Yeah.
I will
talk
not.
Talk about weed. Talk about what you guys need to do to make this right.
Thankfully, I still have my job for the time being and will be working.
For
that.
Now.
Yeah.
For
now.
Now. All right.
For now.
Saturday, and then we'll see you back here Monday for 5:09.
We're out.
Peace out.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.